Hey YouTube, today's video is going to be about defunding the BBC. Do we need the BBC? Do they serve any purpose? They're meant to be a flagship of broadcasting, renowned around the world for being impartial, for being unbiased, reporting the top news, trustworthy. They're not trustworthy, they're not impartial, and they're biased. We pay for a service that's £157.50 a year. If you've got a black and white TV set, it's £53. I didn't know they had the black and white TV sets that still work, so that's interesting. You don't need a TV licence. It's not a law to have the TV licence. If you watch YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime, ITV Player, and other streaming services, you don't need a TV licence. You do if you're going to watch BBC or anything to do with the BBC, then you do need one. But if not, you don't need a TV licence. We should all stop paying for this TV licence for a company that lies, for a company that manipulates, that doesn't tell the news how it should be told. Yeah, it's just a strange state of affairs. They protected Jimmy Savile for how many years? Like, sort of, they protected of like sort of a paedophile, and people knew in management that things were going on and what he was doing, but yet he was put under the covers. How many lives has he ruined, Jimmy Savile, through the BBC protecting him? You should all stop paying the TV licence. As I say, there's no need to have it, especially with them scrapping now for over the 75-year-olds. Fucking ludicrous, especially for what we get. It's bullshit. You may have noticed I did a video a couple of weeks ago about the statue they've got outside, Prospero and Ariel. Petitions have been gone up for the BBC to have this like statue taken down. This statue was done by a person called Eric Gill. He used to rape his daughters, had sexual incest with his sister up until he died near enough, and also used to rape the family dog. And this statue's above British Broadcasting House. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring the BBC up and we're going to say if there's anyone we can speak to about the statue and see why they think it's okay to have the statue up. So here we go. Let's give them a call.
BBC office,
call for the recording for training. Yeah, I'm wondering if you could help me. Is there anyone I can speak to regarding the statue you have outside British Broadcasting House, the one by Eric Gill, Prospero and Ariel, please?
I'm not sure you can speak to, but I'll put you through to the reception. Hold the line.
So I'm actually ringing the BBC up now. They just put me through.
Reception, Barb speaking, how can I help?
Hi, yeah, I'm wondering if you can help me. Is there anyone I can speak to regarding the statue you have up outside British Broadcasting House by Eric Gill, Prospero and Ariel, please?
About the statue? What exactly you want to speak about? Sorry, I'm a bit confused.
It's just about the statue you have up outside British Broadcasting House. The statue,
yes.
The statue that was done by Eric Gill. Just wondering why it's still acceptable to have that statue up when it was done by a paedophile and a rapist. I'm just wondering if there's anyone I could speak to regarding that.
I will transfer you back to the switch wall because you got through the reception. I'm sorry, I'm not really able to transfer you any further. So I will transfer you to the switchboard and they will guide you through. Just bear with me, please.
Welcome to the BBC Operator Service. For transport, say transport or press 1. For HR, say HR or press 2. For IT news, say news or press 3. For facilities, say facilities or press 4. For the operator, say operator or press 0. Telephone calls may be monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes. For more information, please visit bbc.co.uk/privacy.
Hello? 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 So I'll see him to cut off. What I'll do is I'll give him another call because they've cut me off. And we'll just explain to him we got cut off and is there anyone we can... Yeah, I've just called you regarding to see if there's anyone I can speak to about the statue you have outside British Broadcasting House by Eric Gill. Uh-huh. You transferred me to someone else and they transferred me back to you and I got cut off.
Okay, so there isn't anyone in particular I can speak to. You can go through to our comments line and leave a comment if you would like. Do you want to do that?
Well, I'd rather speak to someone to see why you've still got the statue up that was sculptured by a paedophile and rapist. That's all. I'm just wondering why the BBC...
There isn't anyone available, so we'll just put you through the comments line. Hold on.
So obviously the BBC don't want to know. So I'll leave a comment. That's if I get put through. Yeah, it's just interesting how the BBC can protect paedophiles, but still...
Welcome to BBC Audience Services. We're sorry that we're not able to...
Being unbiased, unbiased news company.
...and working restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic at present. However, you can go online to contact us at bbc.co.uk/contact. That's bbc.co.uk/contact about BBC feedback and services. If you're encountering problems with TV or radio reception, then go online to our BBC reception advice site at bbc.co.uk/reception. That's bbc.co.uk/reception. You can also use our automated message service to record feedback about BBC programmes and services. You'll hear details of how to do this in a moment. We know you may have questions or suggestions for us about the coronavirus, but we regret we can't provide advice. To help keep yourself and those around you safe, BBC News is providing extensive coverage and information. We suggest you read this online at www.bbc.co.uk/news/explainers. If you need medical advice, we advise visiting nhs.uk or the NHS 111 service. And for information about the latest government support, visit gov.uk. If you need to use our automated message service to leave feedback about BBC coverage, please press 1 now. Otherwise, thank you for contacting BBC Audience Services.
Hello? Got cut off. So, I didn't get put through to a comments line. The best thing to do with the BBC, I feel, at the minute is... change your radio stations, maybe start listening to Talk Radio, and stop paying the licence fee, because they're just producing a bag of shit. They're a company that's got a statue that was done by a paedophile rapist over their broadcasting house. The lie, we've seen this with Panorama, they don't tell the truth. And protected Jimmy Savile for many years and destroyed many lives through that, even though saying they didn't. Like those rumours that lower management actually knew but were too scared to say anything. So the BBC are a big pile of shit. How to cancel your TV licence, go onto the TV licensing website, and there's a help bar in there. You just type in licence or don't need licence and follow the steps. As I say, you don't need it to watch TV. To have a TV, just watch Prime, Netflix and YouTube and ITV player. Yeah, the BBC are no good. I've tried to speak to them. Didn't want to know. Didn't even put me through to a comments line. They just cut me off. So, yeah, that's it. See you later. Bye.